Hello.
Hey, welcome everyone.
Hey.
And it is good. It's good. It's Tuesday.
It is Tuesday. I'm Corinne.
And I'm Joe Cali.
Welcome to Pendel Youth Leadership Live.
Yes.
It's been a minute.
A hot minute.
Yeah.
Yes.
Very hot minute. Yeah.
So we had camps
all through June.
And then we took some Tuesdays off to kind of recoup and stuff, but it's glad to be back.
I'm glad to be
Corinne, back. How you feeling?
I'm feeling good. I'm feeling ready to take on the rest of summer.
Oh, okay. Feeling? The rest of summer.
Yeah. Yes. Did you see our TikTok today, Joe?
I did not watch the TikTok today.
You're in it.
I'm in it. Well, hopefully one will. I'm sure. If you did it, Corinne, it's great. So
yeah. So,
but man, our camps were awesome.
So good. I'm just posting a video today
with
all the stats on it and everything.
Nice.
Really, really exciting to see what God has been doing through our camps.
Hands down.
Really amazing.
And, God moved and students' lives are changed.
Yeah.
And a leaders. Lot of fun, you know, so great speakers, great worship time, great games activities. So it was a great camp season. So if you're not there, you missed out. Make sure you jump on next year. All right. Because it is the best week of the year.
It is.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
For real. Yeah. But we got some other stuff coming up
this summer. We do. Like in a few days.
A few days. I'm going to lead the Pendel Youth team with Jessica Jones, our aim coordinator, to Northern Ireland. So really excited. We leave on Saturday. We're there through the end of July.
Unreal.
And it's going to be phenomenal.
Wow.
Yeah. Really, really excited.
Good deal. Who are you guys helping out with?
Tom and Brooke Harshberger are the missionaries there.
Yeah. Very cool. Yeah. Do you know how long they've been in Northern Ireland?
I feel like it's like 7 or 8 years or something.
Good.
Yeah.
Very neat. Yeah. Very neat.
We'll report back.
That's right. Well, you guys will do a great job. The team will do great. And I know lives will be changed there in Northern Ireland.
For sure.
They need to hear Jesus, the gospel as well, right?
Yeah. And then right after that, you guys are leaving.
Yeah. So we have the AIM trip that Corinne is going on with Jess. And then Maria and I, and also Alicia, we're going out to National Youth Conference in Columbus, Ohio, where hopefully some of you guys will be there with your students as they present their fine art stuff. So we're super, super excited. I got the list of all the Pendel entries and
you
stuff.
Got
the list.
Ooh, it will not be leaked.
Will not be leaked. So don't even try. I mean, you can give me double stuffed Oreos for my entire life.
Wow.
Maybe I'll give them to you. But anyhow.
But what our team does is we go through and like, highlight who goes to where, because we try to go see every single Pendel presentation.
Yeah. So if you're going to be in Columbus, you will hopefully see us and I will have a great time and hanging out, and the services there are going to be phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
I'm interested to see this basketball tournament though, to be honest. I'm interested to see if anybody in Pendel registered. I don't think they did. So we go there.
I'm feeling a little bit of FOMO, to be honest. I want to go so bad,
but you're going to
Northern Ireland. I know they overlap
great
a little
stuff
bit. But you guys, it's going to be so fun. And if you are from Pendel and you'll be there, I mean, all of you are from Pendel, I think that the team, we had talked about maybe setting up some time where you guys could go meet together and do a little collab action.
We will communicate that through Instagram. Just so you know, all right? So follow the Pendel Youth Instagram. And if you're at Fine Arts, we'll meet a location time and take a big group photo. It'd be awesome.
Yeah.
So, and then right after convention.
No.
I'm sorry, right after youth conference.
Sorry,
National Youth Convention, but that's conference. True. But there's Bible quiz camp.
There is Bible quiz camp, August 11th through 13th at the Bongiorno Conference Center.
I was talking to someone the other day and said, man, you just have something butting up to every event that we do. And we do, man. We have a lot going on.
Yeah.
But we also understand the importance of students receiving what God wants them to receive, be able to do what God wants them to do. So so Bible Quiz Camp is awesome. Miss Patty's running that. And
if your students loved Bible Challenge at camp, get them to Bible Quiz Camp.
Yes.
It's for beginners through experienced quizzers. There's something for everybody just to learn how to study the word at a different level than you've ever tried before.
Yep.
So it's really cool. And there's, you know, swimming and field games and all that kind of stuff too. But students really learn how to study the word of God.
Yeah,
really awesome.
That's good. So, and we're excited to be able to offer that here in Pendel. Mm-hmm. And then last event, well, not the last event, but then we have convention, our Pendel Youth Convention.
Yes.
That's coming up October 6th and 7th. So all that registration, all the information, will be out there by the end of this week.
Whoa.
All right.
Yeah.
So you guys can get more details on what those services will look like and what time frame you should be here and things like that. Yeah. So
it is registration will be open.
Right. Yeah. Everything
at the end of this week.
Yep. Yeah. So make sure you get ready for that. Mm-hmm. It's at Christian Life Assembly here in Camp Hill. And so it's gonna be a great time.
It will. Yeah. And you'll see a lot of our different announcements. We're going to be highlighting different parts of convention. But one of the things we're excited about is our big after party this year.
Yes.
So it's going to look different. It's going to be included in the price. Mm-hmm. Lots of different stuff going down. So
it's going to be awesome. Let's go.
Let you guys know what's Let's going
go.
On.
Let's yeah. go. So, but we do have some inspiration for us this morning.
We do.
Or this afternoon. He's a youth pastor. At Faith Assembly in Uniontown, he's one of our youth reps from the Southwest Suburban area. My man, Pastor Mike, is going to share with us. Mike, how you doing, big guy?
I am doing well, Joe. How are you?
Doing great. Glad you're on, man. Glad you're on.
It is an honor and a pleasure. So thank you. And also just thank you for your leadership that you give to the district and the youth pastors around. We love you. We're thankful for you. So those of us that are watching, drop a comment, let them know. We love you guys and we appreciate you as well.
Oh, you man, bro. You the man. How long you been serving as youth pastor at Faith right now, bro?
Since September of 2020. So coming up on 3 years.
All right. Good deal. Good deal. So off the cuff, totally off the cuff. Did not prep you and that's okay. So in 3 years, your most favorite moment in youth ministry right now. Real fast.
Okay.
First thing comes to mind, bam. Even if it's like goofy.
All right, bet. Here it is. There was one night, it was I think like February this year-ish. We have this night, we're talking about worship, we're talking about the presence of God. And there's this group of girls who come, they've never been here before. It's like a random off the cuff, like they just show up. And I'm like, okay, this is awesome. Deep night to be here, but this is great. We go through the message, we go through the whole night, and one of them, this girl raises her hand for the response. And I'm like, okay, this is cool. Like first time here, she's responding and got a chance to pray with her. And in that moment, Holy Spirit just gave her a word. I've never met this girl. I've never seen her before. Holy Spirit gives her a word. And now she's just like pouring out her heart before God because of what someone, a friend who invited her and what God was speaking to her. Very and cool. It just super powerful night. So guys, don't be surprised. Anything could happen. God can speak to anybody. Doesn't matter if they're a first-time guest or they've been here for 5 years.
Yep. Isn't that something like when you plan your service or something, or and like you have a guest, you like some new students coming, you're like,
did they have picked, always like, the weird night.
You know,
like, yes, yeah. Like,
right?
You're like, I don't know how this is gonna come across, but we're gonna do it anyway. It's gonna be great.
That's so funny.
I think when the presence of God is always our goal, he is able to pierce every heart and give each person exactly what they need from him.
Valid.
And so it was also one of those moments of like, students aren't just here for fun and games. They're here because they need something from God.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And whenever we provide, and not when we provide it, because Holy Spirit's able to do what Holy Spirit's able to do, but when he's the goal and when the Holy Spirit speaks, it cuts through any programming, any excitement, anything we tried to make happen, and he becomes the draw and the desire, and anything built off of that is like, God, dude, it's going to outlast me. It's going to outlast everything else because it was him and him alone.
It's true. It's so true. Good. Awesome. Oh, bro, what you got, my man?
All right. So I want to give you this kind of title and this reminder. It's a simple reminder. You've probably heard it before, but I feel like it's good to even know again. It is this. That you're not called to do it all. Something I love that we say here at our church, that our goal in ministry, our job is to work us out of a job, to get other people on board and invested and see what God would do through them and hand over. Ephesians 4 says it, to equip the saints to do the work of the ministry. It's not our job to do everything. It's our job to make sure everything gets done through other people getting connected to their purpose that God has for them. And so we see this also in scripture. This is going to be my scripture reference for today. 1 Chronicles chapter 12. Entire chapter. Y'all are mature people. I'm not going to read it to you. Go read it yourself afterwards. It is a great text, and it's all about David becoming king. We know David was anointed in the field. He goes through years of serving King Saul. Saul rejects him. He runs for his life. And now 1 Chronicles 12, he's at the moment where he's about to become king. And what I love about this is David does not become king solely on his own. 1 Chronicles 12 shows us that when David's about to become king, each tribe of Israel sends their troops and their army to help support David where he's at to become king. David doesn't just get there on his own, but now he has the entire nation giving their troops to build an army surrounding him. That way it would surround him to see what God would do and fulfill the purpose God has for Israel in that day and time. And in the same way God surrounded David with the people he needed, I believe each one of us, God is desiring to surround us with the people we need to fulfill the purpose he has right where we are. Because God has not just called you to do this by yourself. And what I love about this text is when David is here, each tribe sends their people, and it gives a list and a breakdown of who came from what tribe and what their gift was. It shows us here, for instance, like Judah had warriors, Levi had young leaders, Benjamin had warriors who were loyal, tribe of Issachar had men who knew the time, they knew the season, they had wisdom. Each tribe had their own specific gifting that they brought to the table. And I think that is so amazing because we ourselves are not the entire gift that the ministry needs. We are only part of it. And it's not our job to be everything. It's our job to be who God's called us to be. And so I've done this myself. I look around, I see everything happening in ministry, and I'm like, man, I need a worship leader. I need someone who can do social media. I need someone who can do this. And my flesh and my pride will tell me I've got to learn how to do those things. No, I don't. I've got to go find that gift and get them on the team. It's not my job to be everything. It's my job to find it and get them on the team so they can fulfill their purpose. And so I think teams excel into purpose, and we move faster than we ever have before when our individual strengths meet a corporate unity that we're in this together to go after what God has for us. Don't try to be the answer. Go find the answer. Don't try to be every gift. Go find the gift and get them on the team. Because if we're worried about doing it all, that's not us fulfilling purpose. That's us feeding our pride. And so when individual gifts meet corporate unity, we excel faster and we reach people and we fulfill the purpose God has. So that being said, a few things I want to give you on how to foster unity from 1 Chronicles 12. Here's what it says. It says this: we know the nation of Israel, they were all eager to see the promise of God fulfilled. In your ministry, what's the vision? What's the call? What's the promise God's given you? This is what excites people and rallies the troops to see something greater happen. What's the promise of God? People don't want to know, like, what's the plan? What's the promise of God? I don't care to know what games you got going on in the next 3 weeks. What has God promised you that we're going to see him do in your life and in your ministry? Dive in deep. Spend a month. Spend as much time as you can fleshing this out. God, what is your dream and your desire that you would do right here where I am? What's the promise of God? Israel knew God promised David to be king, so that's what we're going after. Here's the next one. They were united in purpose. They knew the promise and they were united in purpose. People find their purpose when their individual gift serves the greater promise. They were united in purpose. Let people know, give them extreme clarity and expectation for their purpose. I'm kind of walking through this right now with my team. We are refleshing every responsibility and every duty to give people the best clarity we can of what God's called them to and what our expectation of them is. How can they fulfill their purpose? If we want to have a team that moves faster and sees what God has, they got to know the promise and they've got to be united in the purpose. And so those set the foundation. And here's the last one. 1 Chronicles 12, verse 39 through 40 says this. I love it. This is my favorite part. They knew the promise, they knew the purpose, and they knew how to party. This is the fun one. The last thing they said is when these guys, when they all got together, they feasted and drank with David for 3 days, for preparation had been made by their relatives for their arrival. People from all over came. There was great joy throughout the land of Israel as they celebrated. We've got to give people the promise, and we've got to show them their purpose, and we've got to party with them. Party appropriately. Don't take this out of context. I didn't tell you to do something that's going to cause you to lose your credentials. Party appropriately, but we've got to make sure we celebrate what matters. So when something good happens, don't just rush it by. Don't just, you know, oh, that was great. No, no, no. Party appropriately, because it's worth celebrating what God is doing. We're not just here trying to accomplish something. We're here doing the will of God. So when something is accomplished, party appropriately. Make a big deal out of it, because whatever you celebrate, people will replicate and do again. So celebrate what matters most. That way we can build solid teams that go after what God has for us. And here's the biggest benefit of a solid team. When God calls you somewhere else, the ministry is not uprooted and going with you. What God's called you to, the church he has for you, is not meant to live and die with you. It should outlast and outlive your time. And we do that by having deep roots and building a solid team, that we together would go after what God has for us. Don't put it all on you. Don't bear the weight of doing everything. Be who God's called you to be. We see this in the animal kingdom. Bears are isolated individuals who live for themselves. They look out for themselves. No one else comes in. Don't bear the weight of it all. Don't do it all. Be who God's called you to be. Think about honeybees. They work corporately in a community. And as each one plays their part, they get to build something that is far bigger than what any of them could have done on their own. So don't bear it all. Be who God's called you to be. That's it. That's all I got. I hope that makes sense.
Solid. Yeah. Oh, that's a good word, bro. That's a good word. And then it's funny, like it says in Chronicles verse 18, it says the Spirit came to Amasai, chief of the 30, said, "We are yours, David. We are with you, son of Jesse. Success, success to you, success to those who help you, for your God will help you." Mm-hmm. Like, imagine like people just coming to your side. Yeah. Hey, I'm with you, Mike. Mm-hmm. I'm with you, Corinne. I'm with you, Joe. Mm-hmm. I'm with you. I'm with you. You know, like, I think that happens. I think you hit it when you have a big vision.
Yeah.
Like, so like, get out of the box of just trying to reach your small little community, mm-hmm. you know, or the small little church that you might be a part of, whatever. I mean, like, this is a bigger calling for each of us, you know? Mm-hmm. So
I love your first point. When I liked all your points, actually. But when you said, like, what is the promise mm-hmm. for your group right here, right now?
Come on. Yeah.
What is the promise that God has? And, you know, to know the promise, you have to be in communication with God.
Right.
And sometimes it's easy to just do all the stuff you got to do to make youth group happen. But, like, are you listening to the promise God has for your group? So that's good.
That's on point.
Yeah.
That's legit. Good word, my man. Yeah. Good word. And I just encourage everybody that's on, man, like, take that to heart. Mm-hmm. You know, you can't do everything. I remember when someone came up to me and like, hey, we just got pro presenter and all this stuff. And I'm like, and cool. I'm like, I want to learn pro presenter. And I sometimes you feel like you're sometimes I'm just gonna be honest. Like, sometimes you feel like, well, I should probably learn this so I should know it. And maybe I have to if someone isn't around. Mm-hmm. But then there's other aspect of like, no, these other people that are much more talented, much more gifted, that can take ProPresenter to the next level, you know, and take our service to the next level. And it's okay to step aside and say, no, I'm going to leave that to other individuals. Now, there's other stuff I'll do, you know, we'll get dirty and doing and whatever, but that's
you don't want to be on Pendle Youth Production?
No. Hey, I love Pendle Youth Production. We need them. But that's just, it's above what I even know. So, but good stuff. Good stuff. You said you don't have to be everything. What did you say, Mike?
You don't have to be the gift.
Go find the gift and have them join your team. Is that what you said?
You don't have to be everything.
Yes. Yep. I said, you're not the answer. It's your job to find the answer. And then I said, don't bear the weight of trying to do it all. Yeah. Be who God's called you to be.
Amen. Amen. Mm-hmm. Well, Mike, why don't you pray for all of us, man? God continues to download the dreams and the visions to all of us, to what he's called us to do, that it won't be hard to find that answer, you know, and that people will be responsive and receptive to, yes, almost like they did to David. Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you, Mike. I'm with you, Tim. I'm with you. I'm in. Let's go. Let's go all out. So pray in the way, my man.
Yeah, absolutely. God, would you show us the will that you have for each one of our lives? God, I pray that you would give us fresh revelation from heaven and fresh dreams and visions from you, that we wouldn't just get caught up in doing the week in and week out responsibilities of the ministry, but we would focus on heaven, that what would you desire to do through our life that only you can do? God, I pray for leaders who feel stuck, like they're just doing the same thing, like they're on autopilot. Would you break through and would you give them fresh vision and fresh revelation from you? God, would you give them a vision that they know is bigger than them? Would you give them a vision they know they cannot fulfill and accomplish on their own? And God, as they share the vision, would you bring the people around them that they need to accomplish it and fulfill it? Would you surround each leader, each youth pastor with the team that they need? God, would you bring their teams together closer than they've ever been before, that unity would bind them around the vision, that they would run together in what you have? And God, as they do that, would you fill them with all joy? Would you fill them with more joy than they've ever had before, that they would celebrate appropriately and live in the joy that it is to serve God and see you move? So would we see that? Would that be our goal? And would you keep us focused on you throughout it all? Holy Spirit, we love you. We thank God for what you're doing in and through our lives. And God, I thank you that even this week as we go about it, thank you for the students you are going to draw and impact through your Holy Spirit. We look forward to it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
And amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, thanks, everybody.
Hey, yes. Thanks, thank you, Mike, for joining.
Yeah. Well, we'll see you.
My pleasure. Thank you.
I guess next week we won't have anything. We'll be in Nationals doing all that. You'll be in the AIM trip. So we'll see you guys in about two or three weeks. We'll see you soon. We'll let you know.